feels something like summertime. These days life goes like this. Wake up, check that off a song list. Gotta be a little something more than this. The bottom of my coffee cup. I keep a postcard in the back of my mind. White sand, sunshine, and you shining like a brand new diamond. Keeping me from giving up, thinking like I had enough. You make me feel something like summertime. 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 I was a warm breeze with a cool tan. Life mapped out on the back of my hand. When I was laughing, I was making plans. But it didn't let when I found you. There's a heaven, baby, all the proof. You make me feel something like summertime. Top down and nothing but time.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sticky Situations here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth. Happy Halloween to everyone out there today. How are you doing today, Too Smooth?
Happy Monday. It's my favorite. Oh, yeah, and happy Halloween.
Halloween.
I didn't see a lot of people dressed up today, but of course we are in college, and at college, I guess it was all spent during the weekend.
It definitely was.
Halloween weekend. So, not me for however I was. Just working, but it's fine. It's whatever.
Working's good.
Yeah, I had lots of money.
That's good. Really. That's great. Well,
my bills are paid right now. So, that's all that matters. But, happy Saturday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I wish it was Saturday. One, I want to thank the people. I was thinking about this today. And I was like, shoot, I wonder if anybody, like, still listens to our show from when we started. Because I bet you it's nothing that what anybody anticipated. However, I just want to thank the people that have stuck by our side and listened to our weirdness and all of our realness and all of our emotions and feelings and complaining and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, thank you, listeners. Appreciate you. It'd be cool, though. So, like, this is our... like second to last show. DJ Honey and I decided that we're going to split up our last show into two so that this won't be our last Monday with everyone. However, it would be really cool if we could have, like, if anyone was listening that knows either one of me or DJ Honey's phone numbers, so we could call in and have a listener. That would be cool because we haven't done that yet. So if any one of our listeners wants to call to either one of our phones throughout this so we could have a call in listener, that would be fun. So if you love us and you want to be on the radio and say a sticky situation or what you think about our show or any commentary that you have or criticism, that'd be cool because I love being criticized and I mean constructively. And
yes,
if not constructively, that's fine too. I can take it and I like it. I welcome it. So I'll start with our normal Monday routine. I'll just let you know a little bit about the shows today, the student shows that you should listen into and show some love for. So right now, as you know, you are listening to Sticky Situations with DJ Honey and DJ Too Smooth.
Woo, woo.
Woo, woo. And then after us, from 4 to 5 p.m., we've got the H Dwarf with DJ Breezy. From 5 to 6, the New Normal with DJ Cool Kitten. At 6 to 7, DJ Ho'olohe, the 808. 8 to 9 p.m., the premiere with DJ Jazz. And those are your Monday shows. So I think you should give those a listen and, you know, give some feedback to your fellow students, your fellow Pangs, your fellow comm students, your fellow friends, your fellow, you know, people that you bump into on a daily basis. I think that's a good idea because, you know, people love to be acknowledged for the things that they put hard work into. And if you don't think it's a hard work, just imagine sitting behind a chair. talking on the radio. It's pretty interesting, but it's fun. In a recap on any of the games, I'm just looking here. So Thursday, November 3rd, that would be this Thursday. This Thursday, I repeat, this
wow,
Thursday.
Wow, we're in November.
Yeah, almost. However, November 3rd, there is a soccer game, women's and men's soccer game for Chaminade, 12 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. And then on Saturday, November 5th, that's this Saturday, at 12 and 2:30 p.m. again, men and women's soccer, BYU Hawaii.
And that's their senior day.
Yeah, senior day. I apologize. BYU, so you definitely have to go out and support on those days. And we don't have home volleyball games for a minute. We do have men's basketball. The home openers for basketball are Wednesday, the 16th of November. And for women, it's the 18th. So this will be fun. It's coming up, I'm certain. For anybody that doesn't know, also, fun fact, the women's basketball team this year plays Simon Fraser, a D1 from Canada.
Oh, wow.
How dope is that? I'm pretty juiced.
Yeah, you should be.
Hey.
That's awesome.
Actually, I do have a shout out for a fellow comm major Pang. Today, Danny Weathered signed with a professional team overseas in Greece. So congratulations to former teammate of mine, Danny Weathered, for being a talented athlete.
Yeah.
And working hard. Hard work pays off. So
it does.
Good work for you, Danny.
Alrighty, congratulations, Danny. And on that note, we're going to get started with our show because it's our show and we want to get sticky.
Let's get sticky.
So do you want to begin with your sticky situation or should I?
Mine's short, so I guess I'll go.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't even actually know you go.
Excuse me.
You're sick.
Yes, I am. But do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, everybody. DJ Honey in the His House.
His House. That's funny.
So my sticky situation from the weekend kind of lasted all weekend. So as everyone knows, it was Halloween weekend. Halloween is on a Monday, which is today. So the parties and whatnot were all this weekend. So me and my significant other had basically had like planned to just spend the whole weekend together and, you know, party and have a good time, whatever. So Friday comes along. I haven't seen him all day, whatever, no big deal. He comes in before dinner to the room and, like, he has some of his stuff in my room. He asks for, like, a sweater or something. And so, like, I went to go grab it and I looked at him and I was like, what's wrong? Because, like, there was, like, I felt like something weird, like a weird vibe, right? And he looks at me and he goes, my friend just died.
What?
And I stopped what I was doing and I just, like, I grabbed him, hugged him, and, like, you know, he was soaking wet. And I was like, why are you wet? Well, obviously, it was raining, but, like, yeah. He went for a walk because he was just that, like...
Wow, heated.
Yeah. So it was just, like, I don't want to say buzzkill, but, like, you know, like, you really don't know what to say. Like, what do you say to somebody, you know? I told him, I was like, I really can't, I don't want to sound cliche and be like, oh, you know, he's in a better place or, you know, there's an angel watching over you. Like, you know, because it's, you know, there's nothing you really can say just rather than just be there.
That's hard.
So... He's like, I just want to go take a shower. Like, I'll be back. No big deal, you know, whatever. So he left. I went to dinner, you know, just carried on about my day. Hit him up because I hadn't heard from him. He didn't text me back.
Wow.
Yeah, he was pretty upset. He eventually came back to the room as I was, like, half ready for the party, like, costume on, like, doing my hair and my makeup. And he was just a mess. Like, I never in a million years would thought I'd see this man cry. And he just bawled out to me. And I told him, I was like, it's okay. Like, don't, you know, feel like you're any less of a man or, you know, whatever. Like, you're going through something and I'm here for you. And he, like, started apologizing to me. Like, I'm sorry I came. I'm sorry I'm bringing you down. I'm like, you're not. Like, I'm here for you. This is why I'm here for you. You know, like, so it was kind of, I told him, I was like, we don't need to go out tonight. Like, we can stay in. There's no need to. And he insisted on going out, which we did. He got highly intoxicated within, like, an hour. So we left around like 10. Yeah, we left around, no. I think we left like at 9:45. Got to the party around, you know, 10. We left at like 11:30 because by 11:30 he had thrown up like 4 times. And I was like, okay, I just need to get him out of here. Like, this is a mess.
My God.
So we got to the room and, you know, I just continued to take care of him. Woke up the next morning, you know, he felt like crap, whatever. And there was another party on Saturday night. So I was like, I appreciate you, you know, I love you, whatever. It's my turn, though. It's my turn to, like, have a good time tonight, you know, because I really wasn't able to enjoy Friday night because I was so, you know, into him and, like, kind of just taking care of him. Mm-hmm. So Saturday night came along, and I just decided that I was going to go crazy, which I did. Probably not the best idea. Drank a little too much. Fell, sprained my ankle. And that's all I really remember. when I came back, that's all I really remember. And then, you know, the next day as I woke up and, you know, everyone was kind of telling me what had happened from that point on, I fell out of the car. I hit my head on my desk like 3 times.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I was a mess. Yeah. And I didn't stop throwing up yesterday till about 6 p.m. So that was a mess. So it was just like an all around, just like crazy weekend, like crazy hectic, like crazy, crazy weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, one, I'm glad you survived.
Same.
Two, I'm glad a friend didn't try to take care of you and dropped you off a bed. So you got a concussion.
Oh.
Good times.
Had fun. I did. You know what? I did enjoy myself. Regardless of, I mean, yesterday was probably like the worst day ever because I just had to like recoup from everything.
Oh, yeah.
But like Friday, even though, you know, all the stuff that happened with him and like his friends or whatever, even though that happened, like it was fine because, I mean, though, you know, he was kind of sick and I feel like he was just drinking to like kind of
numb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was a good time. I always enjoy spending time with him. And I mean, Halloween in itself was fun. I dressed up, so that was fun. I don't know. What was I Friday? I didn't see you Friday. But Friday, I was a mechanic. And Saturday, I was a jazzercise person.
I must have, like, just missed you at...
There was a lot of people.
Yeah.
So.
I walked in, walked to the back, walked out. Too much. But anyway. D-Day too smooth, sticky situation. D-Day too smooth. Really doesn't have a sticky situation because I think DJ Too Smooth is just in a sticky situation funk right now. So you know those times when you start to overanalyze a lot of things? Well, I've been sticking to myself a lot more lately.
Mm-hmm. Which is good.
Yeah, no, in just a lot of regards. Like I won't hit at people. You know when you just have time to kill and you hit at people just to do nothing? I've been trying to, you know, stay more focused and do more of the things that, like, are going to benefit me. Like, you know, go work out or try to do some homework or something and do my laundry. Try to do the things that make me feel good and less stressed. And, I don't know. I'm just starting to feel like, well, I want to hang out with people. I love my friends.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
They're great people. I'm not saying anything bad about my friends or the people I surround myself with.
Yeah.
Because the only people I do surround myself with are really, like, I mean, there's not bad people that I surround myself with, you know, that badly influence me or say something like that. But I just mean in the terms of, I'm not sure what I really mean, but I guess maybe it's the weather, but I just want to, like, cuddle, you know, and, like, be really low-key. And really, if this was my dream, I'll tell you my dream life, being an athlete, okay? So I would have somebody because, you know, people like comfort and cuddle and stuff. So I would have somebody, and we'd, like, push our beds together. Like, I don't know. This is a fantasy world, right? So I'd wake up cuddling every morning, you know, go to school. Well, I would work out. I would have enough time to go to the gym.
Okay.
You know, get on the Stairmaster before I ate. So I'd just get, like, just shredded, right? And then go back to my room, take a shower, eat some breakfast, go to class. And then, you know, maybe get some studying done or do something productive. And then, you know, I'd sit in bed and maybe do some, like, more studying and then cuddling and... You know, and it would just be, like, nice. I'd just relax and go to class and cuddle and go to the gym when I wanted and cuddle when I wanted, you know. Maybe that's what I just want, cuddles. I guess the sticky situation, okay, that helped me figure out my sticky situation.
I think your sticky situation is not necessarily a situation. I think your sticky situation is a sticky person.
I guess she's sticky. It's just I care so much, you know, but I don't want to give this person the satisfaction of knowing how much I really care. But one, I also feel like if she knew how I really felt, then it would be a little different. Like, if I wasn't hesitant, I don't want to tell her the things that I really feel and, like the real emotions behind all the things that I do, is because I want her to be mine. So when I tell her those things, like, there's no doubt that you think that, or that you know that, or that, like, I don't want you to be thinking about somebody else after I tell you these things. Like, I want you to tell you the things that I want to tell you, and I want it to be me and you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
So for those of you who have listened to the show before, I believe Too Smooth has told you guys about, you know, this person.
No?
I
try to keep it really low-key.
Okay. Well, this person may or may not, more likely yes than no, have another, or have a boyfriend or girlfriend or, you know, a significant other. So I think that, like you said, you know, you telling her, like, she's going to go ahead and, like, think about someone else. Like, you want her to be yours. And I think that's the main issue, is that you kind of have something between you guys. You know, that's kind of, I feel like if that wasn't there, if that person wasn't there in between you guys, it'd be fine. But because that, like, I feel like that person, that her boyfriend, so to speak, is kind of like the marker in your guys' friendship or relationship or whatever you want to call it. I feel like that's, like, the speed bump, the roadblock.
Well, it is, for sure. But it's not even... And what bugs me ultimately is Well, obviously, my actions don't seem like I respect this person or these people. However, I do. It's like, I don't push. I don't, you know, there's never... I don't know. It's, for me, if you want to feel the love that I can give you in the way that I feel about you, let me.
Yeah.
And I will. But other than that, I'm not going to push anything on you. I'm never going to make you feel like I want you. Unless, you know, I flip that. Unless I, you know, I want to make you feel wanted. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't make me feel that way, I'm not going to make you feel that way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then that's all I really want. Is, like, I just want... That's another thing, is I don't feel like... And I know, because she's told me this, but she doesn't trust me. And what's funny to me is I am the most... You don't trust me, and you're the only person I've been with since I've been with you.
It's crazy how she says that she doesn't trust you. First of all, I've known you for, what, about a year now? And, not about a year, a little over a year.
Yeah.
I can honestly say that you're one of the most trustworthy people, but she doesn't trust you, yet she's doing the dirt. I don't feel like she doesn't trust you. I feel like she just doesn't trust people. And I actually had a conversation kind of about this with my friend Blake yesterday. And shout out, Blake, if you're listening. But, I kind of had a conversation about this. And we kind of just spoke on how, you know, people don't trust people so easily. And, like, and that's okay, because, you know.
Makes sense.
Just, you know, yeah. But I feel like people don't trust people because people know what others are capable of.
See, and... If you want to talk about trust, I don't even trust myself, let alone anybody else. Mm-hmm. I mean, due to the situations that I've been in and the people that I've loved, leaving me for other people that I've loved. And it's just, for me, if I'm going to put my trust in you, and if I'm going to love you, that means that I trust you.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not going to... I don't know. It just really irks me, because there's a situation that happened that somebody made up something that I had done, or that I was trying to do to me, she's my significant other.
Oh, well, that's fine. I mean, significant other doesn't mean that you have to be together or whatever. I'm not together with my significant other, quote unquote.
Well, still, it's just like, it just drives me so crazy how Like, I think about this person often, and I want her to be happy and healthy, and I want her family to be healthy. Like, I know she's having issues. Whatever issues, mm-hmm. like, but, and, like, I care about her.
Yeah.
Like, as much as, and I'm not going to talk to her. I will not. You will not get me to, like, no. If you want to come to me and you want to communicate with me, look at that. I'm a comm major, and I want to communicate. I am ears wide open. I am arms wide open, ears wide open. If you want to talk to me, you want to have a conversation, you want to ask me a question, you want to poke me full of answers, I'll give it to you. But you have to, like, talk to me. Playing a game of hide and seek, I will not play games with you. I am a 23-year-old adult. I am not going to play games with you.
Yeah. I mean... I mean, going back to the trust thing, you have to, I don't want to say you have to trust people, but I've kind of learned that a couple weeks ago, I mentioned how I went through my significant other's phone.
Mm-hmm.
And now that, like, it's only been a couple weeks, but ever since, you know, so I told you guys what happened with my sticky situation. He came to me about, you know, his best friend, whatever, crying mm-hmm. and stuff, and how it never... I don't want to say that made me happy because I, you know,
that he came cry, to you.
I was happy that he came to me.
Yeah.
It kind of showed me, like, I'm where home is.
Your for trust. Lack
of yeah. You know, like, he felt that comfort with me, like, you know, telling me that, you know, this is what's happening. He felt okay to, like, open up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of just, like, with weeks past, have been realizing that he has never given me a reason not to trust him. So there's no reason that I shouldn't. And I mean, don't get me wrong. There's times when I'm like, okay, who's this girl hugging on him? Like, you know, whatever. But I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, he's coming home with me. At the end of the day, like, you know, he's never given me any reason to trust him or to not trust him. Excuse
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
So if you've never given her any reason not to trust you, I don't see why.
Well, she's the thing is, another thing is, how do you that? And when you were talking about your sticky situation last week. Remember, there was a situation that your roommate made up something about your significant other.
Uh-huh.
So what happens when one of your friends, somebody that also hasn't given you a reason not to trust them, makes up something? See, the sticky situation in my sticky situation is when I was trying to get at my significant other, there was a somebody else trying to get at my significant other.
Oh.
And so this other person...
Is this other person trying to get at her a friend of yours?
Yes, and her, both of them.
Oh, so you guys are mutual friends?
Yes.
Okay.
But not, I'm acquainted with this person. I would never be like, you're my friend.
Okay.
We would never go out somewhere.
Okay.
And hang out. He tried to get with both of them. And I think he successfully got with the one that is not my significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And over the summer, I worked here a lot, right? And mm-hmm. my significant other would come by. And I guess, and her friend, the one that this mutually acquainted human being, I think, got with, which I'm not sure. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
He told my significant other that I was trying to sleep with the other.
Wow.
And my significant other, I think she, like, legitimately believed that. And
so did he tell her this after you had already, like, kind of, I don't want to say been with her, but, like, been with her and, like, you know, started talking to her?
Yes,
and stuff.
This was a while.
Like, midway after you guys
months.
Saw it. Okay.
Months into it.
So trying to sabotage you.
Yeah, and the problem was, I'm not even in the least bit attracted to this person.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a flirty personality, yes. But I don't say words necessarily, because words have an impact, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And especially if you're sending a text, you think about in what context you're saying it. And I know sometimes it can be misstrewn or interpreted differently, but, you know, usually you know what you're saying in your text mm-hmm. and how you're portraying that. And so, you know, there's nothing that I can go back and, like, I never verbally said, like, hey, you know, let's... You know, like,
yeah.
I want to with you, you know?
You remind me of SpongeBob right now.
But anyway, And so it infuriated me because she never, ever, 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 ever brought it up. Never brought it up to me until recently. And I said, we were talking, and this was a couple weeks ago, and I said, tell me, I don't understand. You don't trust me, do you? She's like, no. And I literally laughed. And I said, I want to know why.
I know which laugh you did. You have like your laugh where you're like, yeah, I can't believe this ish.
Yeah. And so I'm pretty sure that's how I laughed. And she goes, and I thought it was a totally different situation of why she would have not trusted me. Mm-hmm. And she was like, because you wanted to beat my best friend. And I was like, what? Wait, what? That's why you don't trust me? Oh, really? Like, I laughed again, yeah, harder that time, clearly. Like, it's just so funny to me. Like, you're so like insecure, like, and you don't even see in which ways I care about you. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't even there's an insecurity inside of you that is blocking your judgment of seeing my actions. All of my actions do is prove of what I like and who I like, you know. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in my phone, there's no inappropriate this or that from somebody else, you know. And mm-hmm. And I've learned that because in the past my fiance, right, my mm-hmm. ex-fiance, she went through my phone in the beginning of our relationship. I left my phone at home from work. Mm-hmm. And I was clear with some people that were inappropriate with me in the past, and granted, this is wrong, I did have old saved photos. Mm-hmm. Old, not anything of when me and my fiance were together. And that was that. Of course, that was my bad. That's why you'll never find that on my phone now. Because mm-hmm. now I understand, like, oh, why would I want to see a naked picture of my ex when I got near good girlfriend here? Anyhow. Oh, and they're never naked.
They're never naked?
No.
So you said?
Yeah, no nudie pictures on my phone, never.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for clarifying, too, yeah, smooth.
Thank you. However, so I understand that. And so, of course, my ex-fiance lost her crap. So ever since then, you know, I never had anything like that again. But it's just, I forgot, because I just, I literally, dude, my ex, I came home from work. She had all of my clothes pulled out of our closet. She literally lifted up my dresser by herself and put it outside. Dude, I got home from work. I was like, oh my God, I'm in so much trouble. Like, I literally started to panic when I saw my dresser outside. Because, like, when you walk into the apartment complex, like, we had this big square, like, it was like a porch, you know, but it was just mm-hmm. blocked off by some wood or, I don't know, some stupid gate thing. So when I walked in the gate, I saw my dresser, and, like, right there, my heart just dropped in my heart, like, right down here, dude. I was like, oh, no. I go inside, all my hangers, all my clothes are thrown all over the house. I'm like, fudge. I was busted. Yeah. I mean, I ended up sleeping there at night, but I started... This is so funny. I started on the ground because I knew I was in big trouble, okay? Like, I was not sleeping on the bed. Mm-hmm. And it was probably, like, 30 minutes when I was laying on the ground with the cat, because the cat always slept with me. She's mm-hmm. like, Taylor. And I was like, what, Chelsea? She's like, you can come on the bed. And, like, I was just totally out of the doghouse. It was just because, like, I don't know what it was. Like, I was just on the, like, ground, really sad, cuddling the cat, like... And she, I know she went to the phone and saw the dates. Like, they're not new, yeah, you know? Like, they're not... So she was just mad because there was stuff on my phone, which I totally understand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and from that moment, of course, she never found it again, but... Because I didn't do it again, mm-hmm. you know? I'm faithful. I'm a faithful... Not, I'm stupid, but I'm loyal.
Yeah.
You know? And so... And it's just so funny, like... And after that situation, I feel like that situation alone molded me so much about faith and loyalty. Like, my best friends, literally, these are... James, my best friend, I would literally give him money to eat food. He was living in his car. I was giving him weekly money before his car got repossessed and he moved mm-hmm. in with me. Weekly money to eat, to live, for gas in his car, mm-hmm. to get to work. You know, and I would have given this person all of my things.
Yeah.
You know, that's how much I cared for him. I loved him. He was my brother.
Yeah.
He was my brother when my brothers weren't there for me, yeah, you know? And I cared about him so much. And, you know, ultimately that's what really taught me, you know, one, be careful in who you trust, because the I mean, God was once a, or the devil was once an angel.
The devil was once an angel.
Yeah, and so, sorry, I just got confused about that. But, and for me, it was just, it's so, like, obviously, you know, there's good people.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Good people make mistakes. I mean, I make mistakes frequently, and I try my hardest to be a good person. So, I mean, I won't admit that I'm a good person, but I make a very conscious effort to be
a
good
person.
But
you are a good person.
But not to me, because I live in here. But, you know, so good people make mistakes frequently. And I know a lot of my mistakes come from when I'm feeling very emotional about something. Mm-hmm. And when I feel things very deeply, I say words.
Tend to act out.
I wouldn't say act out, but I don't hold anything in. And even the things that hurt the most, like when I argue with, Chelsea, for instance, she would always say the first thing, like, at the very bottom of the list, you know, that would piss me off first.
Oh, okay.
She would never go to, like, something, like, small, like, oh, you're annoying. She'd be like, oh, you're this way because your dad left you or something. You know, she would always make the very first blow in that.
That's so
petty. I know.
Yeah.
But that formed me in a big way, you know, it helped me. Mm-hmm. But I get in trouble a lot because the things that I'm very expressive and I feel things very deeply. So when I feel them, like when I argue with my family per se, mm-hmm. I feel like it's hard though. Well, one, because we all have different perspectives and I'm the only child that lives on the outside of the box. So I feel like it's hard for us all to, you know, live in each other's shoes for a moment and understand what we're all feeling. But even, you know, even to them, sometimes I feel like I say the wrong thing. And I know for sure to my parents, my mom and my dad, I know, like, fights with my dad recently, you know, I say things that, one, that I've been holding in for years and years and years and years and years, but.
Yeah.
When I think about the things that I say, it's, you know, I don't know. Honestly, you know, I'm learning that sometimes there isn't a right time to say exactly what you feel, you know, like in relationships with your parents, with like professors, sometimes like what you're really feeling, it either doesn't matter or it's not really important at that time. Like, for example, I'll put into perspective, I got in a fight with one of my family members because I was really upset. I felt like the amount of things that I had to forgive you for that keep happening, you know, and to me, it just resonates. At what point do you just give up on the things that you keep having to forgive for the same reason? You know, like, you know, do you have a friend that makes the same mistake over and over and over and over and over?
Oh,
and you keep having to forgive them for that same mistake. Like, at what point are you going to learn?
It's so I have a friend who I love dearly. She goes here. I love her dearly. She makes mistakes and it's the same mistake. It has nothing to do with me, but you know, after the mistake, like she comes to me and will, you know, ask for my advice and everything, but continue to do the mistake over and over again. So it doesn't necessarily affect me. It does because I hate to see her, you know,
in that state,
upset and stuff, but you know, you can only, it's like beating a dead horse, you know, for those of you who know that term or that motto or whatever that is. But yeah, so it sucks. And it's something that you kind of just have to, I guess, either just stop dealing with or just.
So what if it's a, no, I'm talking about a situation that directly affects you. Somebody that promises you something time and time again, since you were born. Somebody is promising you something that they can't deliver.
I mean, you and I both know we have two very different family dynamics.
But imagine that. At what point in your life would you say, it literally, when, my biggest point of pain is, I forgive you, I love you. The problem is, I love you so much, I keep hoping and praying that you'll do the things that you say. But, and what really hurts is when I believe you again this time, oh, I'm going to see him. I know he's going to come see me.
I know he's going to do what he said, and he's going to come see me. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't happen again. And now I just feel stupid because I'm an adult and I still believed you.
It's that, well, it's, so the other day, I was in, for those of you who don't know, I'm a gender studies minor, and I'm taking an English class right now about gender subcultures. And for whatever reason, we read a book, and my teacher brought up the fact that as children of, you know, your parents, we're always wanting, no matter what, we're always kind of there to, for our parents, regardless if they're deadbeats, regardless of their, you know, drug addicts, if they beat you when you're a kid, whatever, you always call in, you always check on them, you always think about them because they're your parents, and, you know, you have this undeniable love for them, regardless of whatever they may have done to you, whoever they are to you, you know, if they're in your life or if they're not. And it sucks. And I can only imagine, because like I said, I haven't, you know, dealt with that, but I can only imagine how hard it is. My best friend, Sam, the one that was here a couple of weeks ago, DJ Bonquiqui, she doesn't have a father. Or, well, she does have a father. She has a biological dad, but he was never in her life. And she has a stepdad that has been in her life, I believe, since she was six. So he's kind of played the role, but it's not the same for her. Yeah, she loves him dearly. Yeah, she, you know, is grateful for all that, you know, he's done, but it's not her dad. You know, he's not able to fill that void. And she actually went out and, like, did research about her father and realized he wanted nothing to do with her. She went to go meet her biological grandparents on her father's side, and they basically told her the same thing. And it's crazy. So I can't imagine. I've been with her, and I've, you know, have been there by her side while she's had to deal with it. But other than that, I don't really know firsthand.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. It's just,
I can only imagine how painful it is.
Well, I don't want to say it's like, it's not that, because I'm sure people experience way, way worse. Like, I know I'm just a big baby about it, and it's all that.
But I don't think it's a matter of you being a baby about it. I think it's a matter of, you know, you having emotions towards it. And I can only imagine that if I asked my parents, or, you know, for whatever reason, if I wanted to see them or whatever, you know, if I was in your position, I can only imagine how I would feel. And I feel like I would feel the same, if not worse. It's not that you're emotional, that you're being a baby. It's that we as human beings need that comfort. It's like a primal characteristic of us. But on that note, I think it's time to take a break. We're settled in. Thank you guys for listening. For those of you who are listening, you're listening to Penguin Radio here on radio.dominican.edu, and we shall return quite shortly. Thank you guys.
I put a spell on you, and now you're mine. You can't stop the things I do. I ain't lying.
No! No! Don't listen to them!
Been 300 years, right down to the day. Now the witch is back, and there's hell to pay. I put a spell on you.
Good joke. Happy Halloween. Thanks a lot.
No, man, I'm serious. Yeah, yeah, you got to get ahead of me. I'm not kidding. Come on.
All right. Yeah, clear up. Let's go, guys.
Show.
Cover your ears.
I put a spell on you.
Oh, my God.
Hello and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth. And for those of you who were listening, that was I Put a Spell on You from Hocus Pocus, one of my favorite Halloween movies ever. Happy Halloween. It's Monday, October 31st. And for those of you who are just tuning in, just to give you kind of a recap on what we've been talking about, we've kind of been all over the place today because kind of talking about all of our sticky situations. I spoke about my sticky Halloween weekend and how, you know, things got a little crazy on my end, how I've had to deal with my health and my health and my habits, I guess I could say. We spoke about DJ Too Smooth's significant other.
And just instability with my emotions.
Basically. Okay. I mean, we all been there, and maybe, like you said, it may be the weather. It's gloomy, and it's a Monday. But besides that, I kind of have another sticky situation that I want your intake on.
Okay.
And you can tell me if I'm overreading this or not. So I have a friend, and his name is Blake. We've been friends for about a year now, a little less than a year. And he is definitely, I want to say that he's into me. And it kind of scares me. And I think it scares me because he's a really good guy. You know, I enjoy his friendship. We can have conversations forever and ever and ever. And just go on and just talk. But I don't see him like that at all. And he knows that I am dating somebody right now. Because I just can't help but to not talk about him. So I talk about him to Blake because we are really good friends. And, you know, he gives me his intake or whatever. But, I don't know, last night we were talking. And we were FaceTiming. So, you know, face-to-face, whatever. And he kept looking at me a certain way. And it was kind of like, for those of you guys can't see, but it was kind of like, kind of just, you know, like looking at me like really great. I was like, why are you looking at me like that?
Like sex me eyes?
I feel like he was like, I guess, I don't know. He was like looking at me, like not like looking like into my soul, but just like looking at me like, I don't want to say admiring me, but like admiring me, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, why are you looking at me like that? Like, you know, it made me feel kind of uncomfortable. And then, you know, so he wanted to come visit on Friday, him and his friend. I guess they have like some work convention down in Santa Cruz. So like, he was like, oh, like on our way back to SAC, like we'll stop by and like, we'll stay the night, whatever, if that's okay with you. And I was like, yeah, I was like, you can meet so-and-so and like, you know, you guys can hang out, whatever. So he was just kind of like, so I brought that up that, you know, I asked him if he was still coming on Friday or whatever. And he was like, no, like he has some stuff to do, whatever. So I was like, cool. But then like, he was really bummed that he wasn't able to come. And then he like, was like, he's like, oh, I'll make it a point, you know, to like meet up with you one day, whatever. Cause he lives in SAC, which is what, like 2 hours away ish. So, I was like, okay, cool. You know, like no biggie. And then he said, he's like, oh, so because your significant other is kind of staying with you, where am I going to sleep? And I was like, excuse me? Because he stayed over before. He stayed once last year, and he stayed in my bed. And it wasn't, you know, there was no funny business. It was just us sleeping. And I was like, on the floor in the living room? Like, I was like, because first of all, like, yeah, you slept in my bed. We slept, no big deal. Like, and I don't. And it's not an issue. We're friends. You slept in my bed. I wasn't going to have you sleep on the floor if there was room in my bed. But if I'm dating someone, I wouldn't appreciate the person I'm dating sleeping with someone who seems to be into him. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So when he said that comment, it just made me feel really uncomfortable. And I don't know. I don't know what to think of it anymore. And I don't know if I should, like, back off. Or what? It's just like, and he's always been like very playful and stuff, and like, you know, but
yeah,
now
I met him. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a really good guy, but I don't know. There's just some things that are, some comments that I feel like are better left unsaid, and he just says them, and it makes me feel uncomfortable.
That's disrespectful.
It is, and it kind of makes me feel like, you know, we're friends, but like. To what extent are you gonna, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
That makes me feel like such a hypocrite, though.
Why?
Well, in my sticky situation, my significant other has a
significant other. God, I'm terrible. However, I mean, I don't. It's weird because sometimes she'll reciprocate.
The flirtation.
Yeah, like hard. Uh-huh. And it's mostly in person.
Okay.
Cause so she can never get like caught, you mm-hmm. know? And but when I do slip up and it's like text nice things, it's just like brush it off. Like
she brushes it off.
Yeah. And I mean it's like dang it, like
it sucks.
Well, yeah, and I don't know. I just wish people would be loyal.
Well, Two Smooth and I were kind of, I was on our way here to the studio. We were talking and she, you know, Two Smooth started asking me, why am I single? Why, you know, whatever. And I, you know, started lifting up her spirits and telling her how beautiful she is and how funny Thanks, she is. Boo. But my answer to that was kind of, I answered and I said, I believe that people in our generation want selfish relationships, which what I mean when I say selfish relationships is they want a relationship when they want it and they don't want it when they don't want it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we're in this whole hookup stage, you know, hookup generation where, you know, they want what feels good in the moment and then they're done.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's trying to have her cake and eat it too. And it's not even her birthday.
I just want her cake. That's right. Like, literally, I just want to be like, human, all I want is to make you feel wanted, to make you feel happy, to know all the things that make you smile and do them, and avoid all the things that make you upset and not do those. I want to bring you nice things that make your day because, I don't know, I want to see you smile. I want to surprise you because that's what'll make me happy. I don't know. It's just say all the things that I really want to do, but I can't and won't. It's just frustrating, you know?
It's hard. I mean, from what I'm hearing, there's a lack of communication.
Yeah.
Which sucks. And I, in the beginning of my relationship with my significant other, let's call him David, for lack of any other word or name. I was telling him, you know, I am a communications major. Like, I have anxiety issues. Like, I, you know, and as, I don't know if, I don't want to say as a woman, but me as who I am, if you don't communicate with me, then I start thinking, okay, what's wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, what did I do? Okay, what's, you know, what's going on? And then I start getting anxious and then, you know, attacks and then whatever. So it's not a good scene for DJ Honey over here. But it's something that we've been working on and it's definitely something that is needed in any relationship.
Yeah.
Even with my ex, you know, we were both communications majors and we kind of had trouble there. And I think, you know, it's all about personality as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are more introverts. I'm an extrovert and I know that can be hard. And I'm very, you know, and I, sometimes he'll just ask me questions like, and that's what I love about him. Like, we'll just be in bed and just chilling and like, just like some random question will pop out of his head and then we'll just start talking. And like, that's when you really get to know somebody.
Yeah.
You know? Like the other day he asked me, he was like, oh, he asked me what, you know, what would I think I spoke about this last show, but he was like, if we ever got in a fight, what do you think it'd be about? And you know, it was from then on, like there was that question, but it stimulated like all these other questions and we just vibed from then on. And
just I think talked it out.
Yeah. And I think that's something that like needs to be done. Then you get to know the person and then, you know,
once see, the problem is last year when we started our relationship, that's how we started it. Totally. Literally. One of the first nights we hung out, may or may not have been drinking. And we said, all of us, unfiltered, our whole relationship, everything, every time we talk. So that's how it was. Like, there was no filter. We threw ourselves into comfortability. And the part that I hated the most is it fit. It was easy. It was comfortable. It was fun.
Yeah.
The only thing we argued about was our roadblock, you know? So it's like, human, I know I'm good for you. I know it. In my heart, in my soul, in all the things that we do when we go out to dinner, the way you...
What?
Just all the things that we do. It's like, you, and that's another thing. In communication is not all verbal. You know, yeah, it's not. The way you look at each other, you know, the way you touch each other, the way you make each other laugh, you know what I mean? All the things, all the little things that make the relationship sweet and savory, you know?
And I think that's something about you and I. I don't need someone to go buy me a yacht and be like, here, babe.
I don't need a dang thing.
I don't need anything. I can do that on my own. Yeah. I don't need any materialistic things. It's the little things to me that matter. When I'm laid up at night, and I, you know, he's rubbing my head and just, like, chilling. And, you know, just, like, rubbing my head because he knows that, like, I think that feels good and it puts me to sleep. Or, like...
I don't have somebody rub my head.
Yesterday. This was probably the best part of my sticky situation.
Okay.
So I woke up extremely hungover, obviously. Mm-hmm. I woke up maybe about 4 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, he stayed next to me. And so usually, I mean, for me anyway, I'm a light sleeper. So if I'm in bed with somebody and they move in the middle of the night, like, I wake up and I feel it. So I got up, went to the bathroom. He like, woke up right away. He's like, are you okay? What do you need? Like, you know.
Aww.
And I was like, no, I'm fine. He's to the bathroom. I, you know, hobbled my way there. And, you know, did the deed. Threw up. You know, called it a day.
Relieved yourself.
Yeah. Came back. You know, he, like, when I got back to the room, he was sitting there with a bottle of water and a Gatorade. And was just like, here, drink this. Woke up again around 9:45, threw up again. He's there holding my hair, you know, like, rubbing my back. Are you okay? Do you need anything? I was like, no, I'm fine, you know, maybe some mouthwash. But that was about it. And then went back to bed, realized that I really couldn't eat anything. excuse me. And so because my body was so, like, just done, I had nothing in my system. I kept throwing up, like, the water and everything that I was trying to drink. My body was shivering.
Yeah.
And, like, I was shaking. I was cold. He helped me shower, you know, because he, like, made sure that I didn't fall because my ankles messed up and whatever. So that was cute. After I got the shower, I felt like I needed a yak again. So, like, he, like, I sat by the toilet. I couldn't. And he was like, just sit. Just chill. Like, I'm here. Don't worry about it. Like, I'm here. Okay. And, I think the sweetest thing that happened... So he has, like, this, like, footophobia. I don't know.
A phobia.
And he hates feet. Like, he just hates it. So I, you know, get back to the room. He's, like, taking clothes out of my dresser and stuff. Like, he's like, here, what do you want to wear? And I was like, just give me anything. Like, please, just whatever. And so as I'm, like, you know, I'm putting on my deodorant or whatever. And he, like, takes my foot and starts putting on my sock. I was like, no, stop. Like, you don't have to. Like, I know you hate that. Like, no. He's like, he looked at me. He's like, DJ Honey. He's like, no. And, like, you know, like, put on, like, help me get dressed, whatever. And then he's like, just lay down. As I lay down, he knows, like, my password's my phone or whatever. He put on my Spotify, and I had, like, a meditation playlist that's just, like, calming music. And he put it on as I slept. He was just sitting there, like, you know, on his laptop as I was sleeping. If I moved, he's like, are you okay? Do you need anything? And then I started eventually getting hungry. He made me soup. Like, he was just, like, the best, you know, like, it's just the little things.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I care that's for
what,
you.
Exactly. And that's, like, that's what I love. I don't need you to, like, give me money. I don't need you to buy me anything.
Just, I mean, those things are nice, but...
I mean, yeah. And, like, sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it's nice. And I would rather you... thing is, I would rather you make me something.
Heck yeah.
Show me that you care, you know?
Uh-huh. It's a thought. Like, I would probably be with my significant other if she would legit do sweet things.
Yeah.
Like, I miss you. Like, I legit think about telling her I miss her, like... all day long, I contemplate just sending a text, like, you're on my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, these flowers here make me think of you.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could hold you right now. Like, just little tiny, I just feel like the things that are so simple, people just, like, don't understand. But,
well, my thing is because, like, in the previous shows, I've told you that, you know, my father... you know, I have issues with him, and he would never, in order to, you know, buy my love back or whatever, or instead of saying sorry, he would always buy me things.
Mm-hmm.
So when people buy me things, I don't, like, yeah, thank you, but, like, that doesn't mean anything to me. If I need something, daddy, like, you know,
yeah.
Like, I got it. Like, I don't, you know, so it doesn't really mean, it takes 2 seconds to go
pay for something at a cash register, but having to think about something and just, you know, like make something for me, yeah. or, you know, do like rub my head because you know that I like it. Like stuff like that is what just, it makes me happy. Like yeah. it just, you know, and I'm happy. I'm genuinely happy with this person. And I know you care about your significant other. You have love for this person. You care about them. You want nothing but them to be happy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the best feeling, but not having that, I think it's reciprocated, but I think it's because I honestly don't know her, but from what you've told me, I think that she honestly does care about you and loves you as well. But I think that she is in, like, I think that this roadblock that you guys have, this person, that's like her safe zone. And I feel like her going out of that makes her uncomfortable. And that's why she keeps this roadblock, this person around, because it makes her feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like she feels like that's always going to be there.
But it's just so funny because, like, I feel like I'm the definition of safe. I mean, I'm kind of exuberant, but I'm safe.
No, and I think you're safe. I know for a fact that you're safe, but, like, I'm just saying she...
I get it. It's her three... It's, yeah...
You know, like, it's something that she's been with this person, I'm assuming, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's what she knows, you know, and kind of stemming away from that gives her that, like, uncertainty. And it's, you know, it's, I think that because she's in the safe place when she is with you, there's, like, the spontaneity and, like, the spark, but she just feels like she has to go back to the safe place because maybe that spontaneity she feels can only last for so long. And maybe that could be because she doesn't know how you feel, because you haven't really expressed that to her.
What if I have?
Have you? How you truly feel deep within you, how you feel about this person, have you truly just sat down and expressed it to her? Has she seen it in your eyes how much you really care about her?
I can't give her that. And she why? Doesn't deserve that.
So until...
She can't get it from two people. And she especially can't have mine if I'm not her first.
So then why is she... I don't know how to say this.
Because I want her so badly to make the choice of the thing that makes her most happy.
I respect that.
I want her to make the choice. If you take a risk for me, by golly, I will bend over backwards to make sure you never regret that decision. Because I know it's the right one.
Yeah.
Because if I can feel this way about you now, imagine how I can feel about you if you're all mine. And I know that.
Yeah.
If I trust you and you trust me, just imagine the things that we could be.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, she makes me, like, more motive, you know, just want to be better. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be better for her.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just, like, it's frustrating sometimes when, like, it's just, like, human, like... I don't know.
It's hard. Relationships are always a sticky situation, whether it's, you know, you're in one or dealing with a significant other or dealing with anything. They're always a sticky situation. But, I mean, that being said, there's always good times, you know?
Yeah.
Though we have to deal with all the BS, there's always good times. And
Sorry.
No, go ahead. What?
I was just going to say, that's what annoying is every time we hang out, we have a good time. That's what's annoying.
And I think that's why it's so hard for you to accept, you know, this, like, person kind of just, I don't want to say pushing you away.
Well, it's just like, I don't understand because I feel how much he cares about me. I feel it.
At this point, I feel like she just needs to make a decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she doesn't want to do that.
Okay,
she wants
that.
To have her cake and eat it too.
On that note. You're listening to Sticker Situations, and my feet are stuck in the honey today. It's Monday, my very dear friends, and I want to urge you, beg you, plead you to have a great rest of your day. Please don't let the ignorance and the silliness of other people get in the way of your happiness and your love. It is Monday, and it is already hard to survive. I want you to thrive. I want you to do the things that make you happy. Drink that venti coffee.
kiss your significant other. Tell everybody how much you love and appreciate them, because I appreciate you, all of our listeners. I appreciate Penguin Radio. I appreciate Dominican University for having me on this beautiful campus. I appreciate my coaches for bringing me to this place to do the thing that I love. I appreciate DJ Honey for supporting me, always being there for me, giving anything she can to be there for me, honestly. I don't know. I have so much love for you, DJ Honey. But I'm so thankful and grateful to be alive, thriving, to have clothes on my back, food in the cafeteria, a bed to sleep in, a roof over my house that is warm, and water to drink. I would like to say amen to whatever and whoever you believe in, or if you don't believe at all. DJ Too Smooth is out.
Alrighty, everybody. And for those of you who don't know, just a quick PSA. Campus Ministry is having their canned food drive tonight. They're trick-or-treating for canned goods. So for those of you who have warm meals on your, you know, plate and on your table for Thanksgiving, please help out Campus Ministry. I believe they're meeting at 5:45 in Pennefort. And they're going to be trick-or-treating around the neighborhood for canned goods. So if you can make it, please go out. It's for a good cause, and you'll be helping out Campus Ministry as well. This is DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth on Sticky Situations here on Penguin Radio. Remember to always keep it sweet. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week for our last show of the semester. We will miss you guys dearly, but don't miss it, because we have a lot in store for you. That being said, this is Dominican University. This is Penguin Radio, and we shall return next week. Thank you so much. Oh, and one more thing. DJ Too Smooth is an amazing person. And for those of you who know DJ Too Smooth, just go out there and give her a big, 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 big hug today and tell her how much you love her as much as I do. All right. Thank you, guys. See you guys soon.
Strange. Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween. This is Halloween.